William Proxmire was first elected to the Senate 50 years ago. The Democrat served until 1988. He had a reputation for being against wasteful government spending. He also was personally thrifty and did little fundraising for his campaigns. His widow, Ellen Proxmire, says she wishes more politicians today avoided the money chase.
And Bill's point was, you can be an ordinary citizen, and if you work hard, you don't need to spend millions.
It's a smaller sum that the Proxmire family is helping raise for the State Historical Society to create a website about Proxmire. Society official Peter Gottlieb says the plan is also to collect an oral history about the former senator and perhaps digitize some of the hundreds of boxes of his papers and other archives.
And create a very rich resource for people that won't require them to come to see us in Madison. It will be available on the internet.
Gottlieb acknowledges that Proxmire had a more independent streak than his Wisconsin Democratic Senate contemporary Gaylord Nelson. Gottlieb also says Proxmire's battle with Alzheimer's disease took him out of the public eye for most of his retirement years, while Nelson remained prominent.
They were very different kinds of people, in my view, in my own judgment. But regardless of that, they each did in their own way very important things for Wisconsin.
Gottlieb says Proxmire's 1957 election helped revitalize the Democratic Party, and that Proxmire fought hard in Congress while literally staying in touch with people by shaking thousands of hands at events like the Wisconsin State Fair. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.